Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, your host. And today, we got a special guest. It's Falcons defensive tackle Hinwa Aliyu, who signed with Atlanta coming out of Nebraska Kearney. And he is quite the defensive force and has a unique story. So I'm looking forward to chatting with him and, you know, for him to share his unique journey to the United States and where he's gotten up to this point in his life. It's fascinating. So first things first, Hinwa, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good, you know. Just learned a lot today, learning me, and so it's good. It's been good.
All right. So as we talked a little bit about off the air, you were a dominant defensive tackle and end for Nebraska Kearney, and you were a three-time All-MIAA selection and really were just making a name for yourself as you continue your dominance. But first, you came to the U.S. from Sierra Leone, and you really did not have a whole lot of background in football. So why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about how you developed a passion for the game?
I mean, just like going into it, my first year, it was just kind of like, you know, I was on scholarship. Basically, my whole mindset was just like my parents are African, so they wanted me to just go to school and football provided me the opportunity to, like, just continue my education while also playing football. So it was, you know, I found myself in that situation. I was playing, you know, I met up with all the people, the Kearney and, like, just the brotherhood that was over there. You know, I kind of got into that. And, you know, like, I'm, like, naturally, like, competitive, so, like, every time I step on the field, like, I want to be the best. So I try to just help the team win games every way I can. So I just kind of put my passion into the game. And then as the years carried on and, like, how football brought so much opportunity to me, I kind of just grew to love the game. And I decided, you know, I just put my all into it, just keep grinding, see what happens. Basically just help my team win games. That's all I focused on.
Hinwa, you mentioned to me just moments ago that you played kicker, if I'm not mistaken. So is that a valid point?
Yeah, man. I was kicker at sophomore year of high school. I was booting it, man. Kickoff, I had the power, but I couldn't do field goals because, like, I didn't really, like, have the accuracy. It was all power, so I did the kickoff only.
Man, that's crazy. And the way you've come, you know, transitioning to the defensive line and now look at you in the NFL. And I saw an article that the first game, I guess, in the NFL that you saw when you came over to the U.S. was Super Bowl 48 between the Broncos and Seahawks. And you said that you saw the game and that's when you really got to see what it was like at the professional level. Walk us through what you witnessed and what were your first impressions of NFL football at the time?
Like, it was crazy, like, watching the game. It was just so much, like, you know, Seattle had that. They had so much swagger on their defense and all those, like, leaders they had, just, like, the juice they brought to the game. So, like, that kind of just, like, inspired me. I'm like, I want to do that, you know. I want to be like that. I want to be that energetic. I want to, like, throw my body around like that. So, like, I kind of, you know, it looked fun to me. Like, I've always been, like, a person that's, like, really loved sport. So I just love being outside and just running around and just doing that. So, like, football was a perfect way for me to do that. So I just embraced it, you know, just keep doing it. I mean, I enjoy it. Like, it's fun to me. It's what I like doing. I like, what do I do for a hobby outside of football? I'm like, I do more football.
Yeah. So. And now, as we were talking about Nebraska Kearney, a D2 program, 15 and a half sacks throughout your career, which, if I'm not mistaken, you rank 7th in school history, which is quite the accolade for a player such as yourself. So why don't you talk about the program itself there in Nebraska and how it helped develop you as a player?
Man, it's a great program out there in Nebraska Kearney. Like, all the coaches there, they want you to be your best. They're open to, like, suggestions, and, like, it's just awesome. Like, they, you know, they just let me fly around and play. And me and the head coach, like, Coach Lynn, I just kind of liked his style. He just wanted to come to work. And, I'm that type of person. Like, I just want to go to work. Like, I go in his office, like, 1 minute conversation, I'm out, and I'm like, that's what I like. I just want to play the game, and let's not talk about it. Let's just, like, work. And that's how I'm like, and that's how he was like, so that we had a good relationship. And, like, D-line coach, it's like family, I'm telling you, like, over there, they will treat you like family. So anybody is looking to, like, go to a good D2 program, that's definitely a place to go, I would say. So that's an awesome program down there.
Now, talking about the pre-draft process, we know everything was different with COVID-19. We know that all the top 30 visits were canceled. And for you, Hinwha, you actually worked out with Nebraska Lincoln and a number of defensive players that landed with respective NFL teams, including Carlos Davis, Khalil Davis, Lamar Jackson. Can you talk about what it was like training with those guys during the pre-draft process?
It was good. I mean, I didn't really, like, train with them per se. I just kind of went there for the pro day, basically. So that's when I kind of got to see those guys and, like, you know, just compete with them and just do all the drills. You know, those guys are great athletes, you know. For you, like, the defensive linemen you were talking about, like, you know, they were pretty cool dudes. You know, I talked to them. We just kind of did all the drills. That was, like, my first day meeting them. So, I mean, for it being the first day, I mean, I didn't have any bad impression of who they were as people, and they're good football players as they were drafted. So you can see.
Now, walk me through what went on during the post-draft process. We know rounds 1, you know, all the way through 7 came down. You didn't hear your name called. And at that point, I'm assuming it was a frenzy. Ross Jones is probably working the lines, trying to find the right team for you and your skill set. Of course, you look at numbers, who's on the current roster. So how did you end up going to the Atlanta Falcons when all was said and done?
It was a good fit for me, honestly, like the way they play their defense, like looking into everything that they do. So it's just kind of like I see myself as a versatile type of player that can play inside and out as that, like, 3-tech and play at a 5, too. So I definitely like the way they run their defense. I mean, they kind of just let you go at it, which is how I like to play, like, less. You just go, you just play fast and make plays. So, you know, it's awesome. And, like, just, like, right now going through all the meetings, I definitely know I made the right decision, just kind of – just like the way they embrace you and the brotherhood that they talk about, it's like it's real, and that's definitely what I want to be a part of, and that's what I'm going to work to earn my part to help the team win.
And Dan Quinn, who's the current head coach for the Falcons, he's a big-time defensive-minded coach, was the engineer of those Seahawks defenses that dominated with Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, all those guys. Now you're going to get to play for him there in Atlanta. How excited are you to play for him?
Man, I didn't even know that. That's weird. Okay, now I'm more pumped. Like, you just got me more pumped. Like, where the pads at? Let's get it. But no, that's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't know that. Now, that's pretty cool. Like, he seemed like a pretty cool dude. Like, I wish I would have been at the facility just getting to meet everybody, you know, just kind of get to see the vibe. But, like, even though it's over Zoom meetings and all that we're doing right now with the whole COVID thing, I mean, I definitely – he seems like a great guy, and, like, I'm pumped to, like, be a part of everything, excited to, like, prove myself over there. And so that's what I'm going to do, and that's what I'm focusing every day.
And also, you got Grady Jarrett there in Atlanta, the defensive tackle who's a perennial Pro Bowler. The guy is an undersized defensive lineman, probably like 6'1", but he can sure get in the backfield and disrupt things. And you're going to have the opportunity to work with him, kind of be his understudy. You said you can play both inside and outside on the defensive line. So when you know you're surrounded with a player the caliber of Grady Jarrett, how do you look to embrace your role learning from him?
I mean, it's awesome. Like, it's always great. Like, there's a bunch of – there's great vets all around the locker room. Like, all these guys, like, we've been – like, all of them, they're all great football players. So I'm definitely very, very excited to learn from every single one of them. And, like, just watching their film, just, like, you can learn so much the way they play in general, and also, like, just the way they approach the game and, like, watch – film and all that is, like, you know, skill that I've been trying to develop in myself. So it's definitely a good learning opportunity for myself, and I'm excited for a challenge.
Now, Hinwa, I don't know if you saw earlier this offseason, the Falcons, they unveiled new uniforms. I don't know if you caught them yet, and if you have, what are your thoughts on them?
You talking about the black ones?
Yeah.
Man, those look tight. Man, all black. That was my favorite uniform in college. So, like, definitely going into that, man, that's, like, the monster look right there. We ready to tear some stuff up. That's crazy. I love it, man. I love that uniform.
I've also seen a couple of rookies that have gotten some care packages from their NFL teams. Have they sent you any gear, Atlanta Falcons stuff yet or no?
Yes, sir. Look at me.
There it is.
I got my little 2020 rookie band over here. I don't know if you can see it, but
yeah.
I got a few stuff. I mean, it's not really that much since we're not, like, at the facility, but, I mean, I try to rock my hat every day.
All right. Yeah, I got you, man. I figured I'd ask just to see what you had gotten from Atlanta. But you were mentioning about the virtual online workouts that you've been partaking in with Atlanta, and I'm interested to know how that has gone for you, Hinwa, because in previous years, rookies have had rookie mini camps, so you're actually – present at the facility, you're hands-on with coaches. So how have you taken this different approach with these virtual meetings?
I mean, it's like you can only control what you can. You can only control what you can. So at the time, we just, like, just try to work with what you have. So, like, with all the films they send us, we're, like, working techniques. So, like, I just try to work it outside on the field with my brother, like, as much as I can, honestly. Like, I can't. Like, I can't do anything about the situation I'm in. I'm just gonna attack every day and just try to be better in whatever way I can possible. That's all I can control at this moment. So I don't really, you know, it's just try to stay positive about the whole thing, honestly.
And what does your training regimen look like right now? I mean, do you have a certain structure of workouts that you're putting in every single week? And if so, what does the process look like?
Basically, like, I just have, like, a routine of what I do, like, each day of how I want to, so because we're not at a facility to get stuff done. So I've been kind of, like, doing, like the 52 card Ray Lewis workout that he always, like, talks about. So I do that every day in the morning. Before, I used to do it in the afternoon, but now I'm doing it in the morning just because, like, I need some time to rest after meetings all day. So I try to put it in the morning so I can get it over with. So I try to take it. I work out like Monday, Tuesday, like in the afternoon. I try to do more field agility stuff and just try to do what I can. So, like, it definitely sucks, like, being at home trying to get some work in. Like, I wish stuff were open so I can get a. But, I mean, the 52-card workout, I tell you, man, it burns. I tell you. I mean, it definitely works. I'll tell you that much.
Hinwa, let's talk about some hobbies that you have. I mean, do you prefer any sort of outdoor activities in your off time? I mean, just playing games on Xbox or PS4 or fishing, or what do you like to do?
I've been playing, like, this game, Assassin's Creed is what I do, like, on my downtime. But, like, honestly, my free time, like I said, I literally just, like, I'll play basketball, or, like, I'll do some field work, because I just can't stand being indoors. Like, I get like, I don't know. I just don't have any energy. So, like, I have to do stuff. Like, I have to do stuff. Like, I can't sit at home. But I play this game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So, it's pretty good. It's what I do sometimes on my downtime. So, I've been reading this book. It's pretty good. Like the David Goggins book talking about You Can't Hurt Me. So I started reading that. It's a pretty good book. So I've been into that.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like you got a good balance of things, keeping your mind, your body active, which is important. And that leads me to my next question. Assuming everything clears up by July, at the end of July, hopefully we can have teams reporting for training camp, which is when things will get fun with the pads, as you talked about. So what's your mentality going to be, man? Showing up as an undrafted free agent, you know that there's going to be other players that were selected higher than you in the draft. How are you going to approach that and ultimately seek to beat them out?
I'm just focusing on me and what I got to accomplish, you know. I can't really worry about anybody else. Like, I can't control what anybody else do. So, like, I'm just going to come in, try to be a good teammate, good leader, try to, you know, do my part to help the team win. And that's all I can control. Like, everything else, I'll let everything else take care of itself.
Gotcha. Now, lastly, Hinwha, before we let you off the hook, what is your message to all your supporters that have really been, you know, just instilling confidence in you through your journey at Nebraska Kearney and even now with the Atlanta Falcons? What do you want to say to all of them, especially as you make that step to the NFL?
You know, I love them. I appreciate everything they, you know, they do for me and, like, help me out, just supporting me throughout my journey. And just, like, you know, I always love the support and appreciate it. So I'm always open to the fans, you know, like, just, I mean, I don't really have that money coming from a small school. So it's like the people that love me, I love them too. That's what I say, you know.
I'm sure, man, as the time comes and when you get your opportunity, people are going to know who you are coming from Nebraska Kearney. And it's been a pleasure interviewing you today, Hinwha. I enjoyed you, man. And I really appreciate your drive to be a great one in the NFL one day. And I look forward to seeing you take the field, bro. So take care, stay safe out there, and keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man, taking your time to interview me. You know, always appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, brother. Blessings.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.